This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only, and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Good morning, one and all. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan, Jenny Pua Manuka,
Kia ora, good morning.
Jeff, and also my son,
Jufuni.
Peter, say hello. Okay, now this Friday, young people will be meeting from 10 till 12 at a local council building.
Yeah.
You can go along there. Will you be there, Jenny?
I hope so.
Yeah.
See, I've got my young son on at that time, so it might be hard to kind of juggle.
And this article from the Common Good is actually stating larger mainstream churches in our country can learn from these experiences. Relationships sit at the heart of the triune God and at the heart of creating Christian community. We are called to reflect the loving divine interaction by the way we live. So a lot of young people are not going to churches anymore, and so we need to attract them to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to be there for our youth and society.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. How do you take an ancient law and appeal to the youth of today?
Yeah, and me standing for the council, vote community consultation, that's one of my big policies there.
Yeah.
Rates for core services and protecting our assets. Jack Geelan for mayor and for council. So we need to connect voters with policies which transform our communities.
Yeah, we do.
Where people suffer with the high cost of living, our libraries, groups where people can meet, and all this sort of thing. Okay, so I spoke at the Hamilton West meeting about the number of homeless increasing on the streets.
Yeah,
I was there on Monday.
That's a really big thing.
And there's a lot of graffitiing going on with buildings around the place. And apparently up in Auckland, they're smashing graveyards, memorial stones and this sort of thing.
Why?
They've found a lot of the youth up there are kind of in rebellion and, you know what
kind
I mean?
Kind of just like
they disfigure
vandalism.
Because
vandalizing them.
Where they've been traumatized in society and life's a lot harder and we're not listening enough to our youth, and the parents need to discipline their youth and this sort of thing.
Yeah.
The youth are running amok, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. That's so, not good at all.
But it was interesting, when I was talking about, you know, the graffiti on this wall, a lady come past and she talked about the ruling class are paying taxes.
Yeah.
But a lot of the people on the street are not paying taxes. But does that mean to say we're less of citizens? We're not real people, you know, of a two-class system?
No, I don't think you can say that about anyone.
Yeah.
Well, the benefit that she is also entitled to if she ever becomes unemployed and instead of stuck up, they actually pay taxes.
But do the lower class register?
Beneficiaries pay tax.
Yeah. Well,
do you realise that the government pays tax twice on a benefit?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, they tax themselves. That's right.
Yep. So we all need to be registered to vote.
We do.
There's major disparities between the rich and the poor, and the number of mental health cases is getting worse. I noticed there was about 19 people there. Citizens Advice can't keep up. They're trying to refer to people to organisations who can help.
Yeah.
The funding is not there for a lot of these organisations, single parents, helping parents and children, Kaivolution, They're all advertising for more funding.
Yeah.
And it was really cool seeing the 401 manager, Jem, was there. And she actually mentioned people with complex problems, complex needs. And they're using intentional peer support with people.
Yeah.
So peer support, buddy support, like, as we call it, being there for people, practicing talking therapy and diversional therapy.
Weren't we saying before the show, the national government doesn't really care about community?
No, they don't seem to be caring at all, do they?
And with the changing of the government, you get a loss of funding.
And if you look at the Treaty Principles Bill, it was a dog's dinner. This Treaty Principles Bill is a dog's dinner piece of legislation that in no way attempted to benefit all. So it only benefited the rich at the top to grow our community or seek after the common good. So the Treaty Principles Bill was a sham, wasn't it, Jenny?
Yes, it was.
It wasn't there for the common good.
There's even an RNZ documentary about it.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty fantastic documentary.
It was something to put on the headlines then, I suppose, didn't it?
It does, it does.
It was a deliberate attempt to destroy the social unity and unanimity of purpose of the people who live here. So it did not represent us as people at all.
It was a one-sided legal look at what that treaty says. And it was their look at what they want it changed to. They did not negotiate with Meridian at all.
They did not.
So we need to be there for our communities. You need to be registered to vote, and we need democratic assemblies. And that's another point.
And we need to get rid of David Seymour.
I raised the point with the electoral officer there that we need to make voting compulsory in this country, like Australia. Mm. You only get 30% people vote.
Yeah.
You know, and people aren't aware of the issues, the policies.
Yeah.
You know, we need to have democratic assemblies. We need to come together and discuss the rates, discuss what's happening out there in the country. Okay, now Jenny and the White Cross movement.
The White Cross campaign.
Yeah, what's
Little White
there?
Cross campaign. So my friend Paul Zentfelt has taken off with the ribbons going to Te Papa Museum.
Yep, yep.
About, and it's to support and promote awareness to state care abuse survivors.
Yeah, yep, carry on, yep.
Yeah, it's to support state care abuse survivors. And they're doing a huge tour of New Zealand.
Yep.
So the last event was in Weymouth.
Yep.
At the Weymouth Community Hall. And they're taking off to Gisborne.
Yep.
Is their next round, and it will be on the 19th of July.
Wow. Yeah.
So the ribbons will end their journey at Te Papa Museum.
So what do you hope to achieve by all that? So,
well, I'm not the one running it, but I just participate, to be honest.
Yeah, so in terms of all the abuse that was going on with our...
Since the 1950s.
Since the 1950s, yeah. And everything. And a lot of people have been recompensed, haven't they?
Yeah.
Those who have been traumatised, the young that are abused in some of our institutions.
It's really messy, and I mean, I'm not going to get into it about the recompense, because there's a lot of,
So we need our own civil defence service, our own home guard in this country with what's happening with the climate change and so forth. We all need to be Christians who are life walk chaplains, being able to minister to people on the street and people we meet in everyday life.
Yeah.
And we all need to be sovereign citizens, human rights activists, even sheriffs who do citizens' arrests.
Yeah, we do.
And my friend John Wanaa was talking about the Moai King William Party and the Westminster court system, how he's going to be down in Parliament and he's going to be making a submission. You heard John talking about that before, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, and we're all part of the King of All Kings movement. And it was interesting reading this article here. The current New Zealand flag of 1902 is a corporate flag and represents slavery, in that people born in this land are tricked into becoming New Zealand citizens and slaves to a non-constitutional system, not like piracy of the land. People have been tricked into standing under statutory law, which is law that is based upon the greed of money and power.
Yeah.
People are only collateral under the system, worn down by taxes, levies, regulations, rules, and a divisionary society that isolates people, rendering them powerless. And the creators of that society, all powerful, in the place of the real creator.
It all goes back to the Magna Carta, Jack.
Yeah, it does.
Just about all the planet's laws and all these different countries can all be connected back to that Magna Carta.
And the Whakaputanga flag being the true flag.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've noticed a lot of catastrophic flash flooding in Texas. 70 people dead, wild weather with climate change, and there's been severe flooding in the Tasman, and the civil defence have been involved in identifying so many areas and so many people affected. Okay, so is it a step closer to the end times, or his... The Bible says his way is in the whirlwind and the storm, and nations are out of alignment and judgment is near. As all the nations, we're turning our back on God because we haven't been revived. We're not faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we were sovereign citizens under the Ten Commandments, we'd be honouring, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false one.
You're talking about internal sovereignty, eh?
Yeah, internal sovereignty.
Not legal sovereignty.
Well, both needs to happen because we need to gather all the sovereign groups around the country and they need to stand up for what is right.
Yeah.
Because we're losing all our rights and everything, and the right wingers are taking over around the world. So it is time for revolution in this country. And
of course, I think our police have still got guns with lead bullets in them too. You know, they might take a leaf out of all the other countries around the world that are using rubber bullets.
Yeah. So storms and clouds are being seen in Florida. And Ezekiel 38 verse 9 talks about it going dark in midday, and Gog and Magog, all the nations from the north, Russia could be involved in that too, and major attacks on Israel. So we're certainly living in the end times. So God would build up the walls in Jerusalem, and especially in the New Jerusalem, like within our own hearts, knowing Christ. And we need to bless our church there, because we have a local church operating over there in Israel too at the same time. And according to the watchman Steckelbeck, there's supersonic missiles that are being used by the Houthis, and Iran, wants to abandon nuclear programs, but apparently Iran, Korea, and China, Russia are supporting them in their attack on Israel that's happening currently. Mm-hmm. So we need to pray in these end times for the peace of the world. And a lot of the nations are rising up against Jerusalem. Okay, Jeff, time for...
Take
you're
it away,
talking
buddy.
About the seas, aren't you?
Yeah, good morning, everybody. 11:15 here in New Zealand, AM. What is climate change? Well, the conspiracy theory that's presented by the UN says that climate change refers to long-term shifts in temperatures and weather patterns. Such shifts can be natural due to changes in the sun's activity or large volcanic eruptions. But since the 1800s, human activities have been the main driver of climate change, primarily due to burning of fossil fuels like coal, oil and gas. Now, I got some comments from some actual scientists, never mind the UN pretentious bunch. Comments from Dr. John Clauser, the Nobel Prize in Physics. I assert there is no connection whatsoever between CO2 and climate change. That's a crock of crap. Those are his words, not mine. Dr. Willie Soon, astrophysicist of the Earth Sciences, said that as of 2023, the IPCC says the sun has no chance to explain changes in climate system. We say, no, we can easily demonstrate that 0% CO2 and 100% the sun. How's that? Professor Will Harper of physics, a physicist, he said that climate always changes. Who denies climate change? It's always changing. Patrick Moore, the co-founder of Greenpeace, said there is no truth that the Earth is warmer now than in the past. That's a lie. There is no truth that CO2 is higher than it should be. That is a lie. I then jump into the CGI that we're seeing on TV today. CGI stands for computer-generated imagery. It's frequently used by the mainstream media to depict rockets, particularly in news broadcasts, documentaries and promotional materials, space-related events. These images are often highly realistic. A classic example of the CGI recently was rockets allegedly launched by Iran at Qatar, the same CGI that North Korean rockets were. The American air base, which was being evacuated, you can clearly see the defence rockets, the same as the Iron Dome fireworks display. Then there's a CGI intercept of a fake rocket. So the new word for the new millennium is CGI tally. And Christ, the enemies are those cowards that kill children. You know who I'm talking about. Criminal insanity. The ceasefire charades. Campavo gladio vici. That's Latin for I will conquer with a sword. And now I drift into the quote from Carl Sagan. This is a NASA scientist who knew they were pretending to go to the moon. He stated, "We've arranged a global civilization in which most crucial elements profoundly depend on science and technology. We've also arranged things so that almost no one understands science and technology. This is a prescription for disaster. We might get away with it for a while, but sooner or later this combustible mixture of ignorance and power is going to blow up in our faces." That's you, NASA. Next week I'll be talking about the dogmatic garbage that you get on the internet and that also on the media. I'll be talking about drug companies.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
And I'll be talking about what dead in the Bible actually means.
Mm.
I'll also be going into dissolution is the solution, one nation under God, and also the digital currencies and how it's causing global inflation.
Very good.
Very good. Yeah. Well done.
One question though, Jeff, even though you might say everything's caused by solar flares and you're saying it's a crock with climate change, what the scientists are saying.
What
do you do about the flooding and the fires and the earthquakes?
Well, let's look at you this can't way, deny Jeff. All those billions of dollars that have been poured into climate change research, have any of them been able to change the climate?
Yeah.
No, they haven't. Now, all this flooding and stuff, Jack, that comes down to there's no actual infrastructure being done. For hundreds of years, we haven't worked on the infrastructure, like, for instance, in the regions that get flooded. We've cut down all the trees. The water's now running straight off the land. No one's storing water anymore.
Right.
That's what's running into these rivers. That's why we've got 200,000 tonne of dirt going into our oceans on a monthly basis.
So we do need revival. We need a change.
Oh, we need to restore
the sovereignty. People knowing who they are in Christ, loving one another more. And, you know, over in Texas where they had that flooding, a young people's group was affected. About, I think, 70 died. It was horrific, yeah. Wasn't it, you know? So civil defence needs to be there for people, and we need to be there when there's tragedies going on in our society.
A classic example, America not taking care of its flood problem. They need to actually re-divert the Colorado so that it fills up the Salton Sea again, and that gives all those people in Israel somewhere to move to. We could build a big wall around them, keep them there.
Yep. Now, this Friday, the young people will be meeting 10 till 12, a meeting of the Rangatahi here at Hamilton. So we hope to see you there. Do you want to come along, Peter?
Probably.
Peter's a young boy. Yeah. He's playing soccer now. He's probably starting to grow up. And you know what he said to me the other day? He said, "Dad, I repented."
Good.
He's come to the Lord Jesus. So I'm glad. I'm proud of my son that he's becoming a Christian. And speaking of Christianity, here's a bolt of lightning on the death of Pope Francis. Christ, his focus, social justice, the driving force, compassion, mercy, generosity of spirit, humility, divine tools of connection. This is true what he's saying here. Love all people, he said. Welcome refugees everywhere and regardless, especially the poorest, most marginalized. Francis of Rome, a bolt of lightning. Amen.
Amen.
Under darkening skies, ecclesial storms brewing, he stepped into the balcony, knees knocking yet smiling, bringing a spring to our step, moral leadership to the world, the common touch, freshness to humanity, a renewed sense of purpose to ancient beliefs. Yeah, I like that. Good on you, Francis. long may you reign. You'll be with the saints in glory. And Leo's now taking over in your place. And we need to connect voters with policies which transform our communities.
We do.
And I like what this group was saying, Freedom of Speech Group. Our cap rates now petition is closing in on 30,000. Our polling shows that capping rates has the public's overwhelming support. LG, Local Government New Zealand, knows very well they are misusing ratepayer money, but want to do it their way. Tell councils to vote no on LGNZ's attack on ratepayers. And also, I spoke at the Hamilton West meeting about the number of homeless increasing, how the young are in rebellion on the streets, and we need to find more useful activities for them by being community focused. There's graffitiing going on buildings, and there's major disparities between the rich and the poor. And the funding doesn't seem to be there with Kaivolution and the single parent group helping people.
As I said before, it's the changing of the government.
Yeah, we need the changing of the guards. And that's where Labor, the Maori Party and the Greenies need to step up to the mark, start defining policies. Like Winston Peters is already out there going for the elderly vote. You people need to wake up. I'm telling you, these minor parties and the government representing all New Zealanders. Power to the people.
Power to the people.
This is what
you keep
really needs.
Doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results.
And Jenny, good on you. You'll be going down to Wellington to the, the White Cross movement.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'll be going when the ribbons land at Te Papa Museum. So yeah. I'll be down there for that.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Are you excited about that, are you?
Yeah, but there's a lot to organise because I have a young son too.
Yeah.
And so I co-parent him with my ex.
Yeah.
And so I've got to be able to, you know, just chop and change days.
And with Families for Justice, we need more people to represent those who are going through court cases and this sort of thing. And
yeah, we do.
Buddy support. And I found this article which was talking about...
Show us what you got.
Take suicide out of the closet and talk about it. Okay,
yeah.
We need to support the victims and their families immediately at the time of death, not 6 months later following coroner's report.
We do.
We need to have the normal people who experience suicidal thoughts share them with the community to show that it is not a unique situation.
That's beautiful.
The need to talk about it.
We
and
do.
The need to offer peer support and counselling.
Yeah.
And that is what 401 is doing. And it was wonderful to see Jem there at the meeting on Monday. And she said that the needs, mental health needs, are growing.
Yes.
It's getting worse. 1 in 4 is affected by mental health needs.
Oh, wow.
And we need to
We can't just throw them all on medication, can we?
No.
No,
that's why
not an
I believe in meditation with medication and use alternative therapies, you know, breathing in the Lord Jesus out with the trauma. And diversional therapy, you know, where you talk about balloon tennis and drawing how you feel. Peter's good at drawing,
aren't
you, Peter?
I mean, medication's a good tool for self-management, but I think the repercussions they can have on your body, that can be quite dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So some of my answers to what's the catastrophes in society and climate change and that sort of thing, is we need to be there with one another to support one another, and we need to sort out our rubbish properly. That is true, but we need revival in our own hearts to know the Lord Jesus Christ. We need our own civil defence service, our own home guard. And John Manoa is working with the people up north of the Whakaputanga. They believed in the home guard, didn't they? Protecting the Whakaputanga.
Just quickly on protecting our own people. Change. You cannot blame CO2 for climate change. What you can blame for sea levels going up and glacier reduction is basically deforestation and desertification.
Yep.
We've made those deserts, those eight big deserts here on this planet, are basically from thousands of years of goat herding.
Yeah, one solution you've got then, Jeff, to all that.
To replant our deserts.
Replant the deserts.
Yeah, trillions of trees.
Right. Yeah. We all need to be Christians who are life walk chaplains. We all need to be there for people who are suffering and need in our society, to be able to pray for people. And we need to be part of the fivefold ministry, to be priests, headship believers, and counterpart bride of Christ, married to the Lord Jesus, bringing Christ into every situation. So you witness to the Lord Jesus all the time, don't you?
Jeff?
Yeah. I'm one with the Spirit of Christ, yes.
That's good. And what about you, Jenny? You're sharing
I talk to Jesus.
And you talk.
I have these beautiful Latter-day Saints ladies that come around to my house and talk about their religion.
Yeah.
But as long as I talk to Christ, they're happy with me, so.
Amen. And we all need to be sovereign citizens, human rights activists, and sheriffs, and perhaps we should be getting around to doing citizens' arrests.
Yes, we should.
For those who jeopardise the system and don't represent us anymore. So I like this saying here, which I found. If you aren't an activist during this time in history, keep your mouth shut and get out of the way of those of us who are fighting your battles as well.
Mm.
There's a battle going on out there, and we need to be there providing the solutions in our community. And we are a step closer to the end time battles of what's going on, Gog and Magog, and nations attacking Jerusalem, the storms and clouds that are seen in Florida, and Luke 21 verse 25, signs in the nations of perplexity and the roaring of the seas. So the climate change is just going to get worse and worse, but we need to be the solutions through the King of all kings, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ.
It didn't quite sink in, did it, Jack? The climate's going to stay the same. We're going to have the same amount of hurricanes and tornadoes every year that we normally get. What we need to do is address the coastlines and replant all those forests, stop that water running into the oceans like we have. I want to actually redam the Waikato, put another 10 dams on it.
Now, this article here, Francis the Prophet, the Legacy. Despite being very frail, on Holy Thursday this year, Pope Francis again visited Regina Sela prison in Rome to meet with inmates. I have always loved coming to the prison on Holy Thursday to do the washing of the feet like Jesus, he told the prisoners. He washed the feet of prisoners. I like
that's
that.
That's nice.
And this beautiful poem, A Bolt of that's Lightning. Good. Christ, his focus, social justice, the driving force, compassion, mercy, generosity of spirit, humility, divine tools of connection. Love all people, he said. Welcome refugees everywhere and regardless, especially the poorest, most marginalized. Francis of Rome, a bolt of lightning. I like that. The lightning rod anointing, where you feel the presence of the Lord and you're bringing transformation into society.
Yeah,
okay, from the fringes, these are radical views. So be an agent of law change. Be the change you want to see in others, and be a priest, a headship believer, a counterpart bride of Christ, and let's bring transformation into our communities. Bye-bye. For another week. Bye-bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.